Three wounded U.S. servicemen spoke to reporters today in Landstuhl, Germany. All were bandaged and two were wearing hospital gowns. Marine Lance Corporal Joshua Menard, Army Staff Sergeant Jamie Villafane, and Sergeant Charles Horgan were wounded in fighting near Al-Nasiriya. Jamie Villafane speaks of the encounter.
I got the jump on a couple guys that were underneath the bridge trying to come underneath. Guys put down their weapons. I caught one of them right away at one POW. They were living underneath the bridge. They had a couple huts set up down underneath there, little mud huts, a lot of weapons, and ended up capturing four of them. They took off their civilian clothes. They had Iraqi uniforms on underneath these civilian clothes.
NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke with NPR's Emily Harris, who was at the news conference.
So two of these soldiers were in a unit trying to take a bridge near Nasiriya, and one of them basically told a story how he sort of got blown out of his position and landed on his foot, realized his foot was not going to hold him up, fell to the ground, realized he better start crawling. He said the whole thing took about 10 minutes from the initial hit to when he got to safety. And he said he didn't have any time really to panic. It was all very logical, just saying that the training really sort of took control. Another sergeant in his unit, Jamie Villafane, also got blown out of his where he was in the vehicle. And then he had noticed several people in civilian clothing going underneath a bridge. And he went down there, and he says he found little huts that they were living under the bridge. And he said there were lots of arms there, lots of weapons. And there were four men in civilian clothing. He initially saw one of them. The guy had a weapon. Sergeant Villafane also had a weapon, and the Iraqi man dropped his weapon. The guy he encountered initially, the Iraqi soldier he encountered initially, just dropped his gun. He said it was clear that he was terrified. And then around the corner, three other men in civilian clothing came. They also dropped their weapons, and Sergeant Villafane managed to take all four of them as POWs. Under their civilian clothing, they were wearing Iraqi military uniforms. This issue about civilians being soldiers and guerrilla type of warfare has come up as to whether that's something how well the U.S. military is prepared to deal with that. And all three of these guys here today said they weren't really that prepared, weren't expecting civilians to certainly being our military people being disguised as civilians, and the initial contact that they'd had with civilians in Iraq had not been hostile. So they were taken aback a bit by these encounters.
The soldiers were wounded, the Marine and the two Army soldiers. How was their morale?
It's mixed. The Marine, Marine Lance Corporal Joshua Menard, says he really is eager to get back to the battlefield. The others from the Army, Staff Sergeant Jamie Villafane and Sergeant Charles Horgan, both of them said, you know, it's pretty crazy to think that you could get shot at and want to go back and get shot at. It's no fun. But Jamie Villafane has kids, and he's been in the military for 12 years, and he was thinking about getting out anyway, and he's going to probably take this opportunity to go back to civilian life.
NPR's Renee Montaigne speaking with NPR's Emily Harris in Landstuhl, Germany.